basically day two preparation for Green Bay. You know, I think our guys are excited about going up there. It's going to be a great test for us. We're excited about the challenge. I thought we had a good practice today. Guys were flying around. They seemed like they were on point with what we're asking them to do. You know, we still got some things we've got to clean up before we get into game day. But I like the direction where we're headed.
Reese was out there, so as soon as the MRI came back clean.
Yeah, he was back out there working on a limited basis today. We'll kind of monitor him on a day-by-day basis, but it was good that he was able to get back out and get some work.
Bryce getting back out there, that's got to be a positive for somebody who had a pretty good week last week to get right back out there and continue what he was doing.
Yeah, that was it was good to have him back out there. And you know, all these guys are still, you know, finishing up the protocol. But it's an encouraging sign for most of these guys that they're close to being back.
Seems like there's a lot of guys for a couple of those wideout spots on the back end. Can you kind of talk about that? Maybe the last two spots could be pretty competitive.
Well, I've said all along that I thought the wideout position was a very competitive position. And I think all those guys have gone out and competed and done some good things. Each one of them brings a little bit something different to the table. It's going to be these last couple of weeks will be, you know, probably critical for determining exactly how many and who those guys are that make the 53-man roster.
How much is going to help with the continuity? You guys have had a lot of continuity in the offensive line through practices and preseason games compared to last year when it seemed like.
I think anytime you can put the same group out there for as many reps as they've been able to get through the offseason and through training camp has been a positive. I think that group is beginning to gel together as a unit. I think they're playing with confidence, and I think that's going to be a position that I think's going to be one of the strengths of our football team. And you know, they got to continue to work and continue to get better. It's been nice to see some of these young guys come along. You know, a guy like Menelik Watson, who really didn't play last year, he's come out and performed really well. At right tackle, as well as a guy like Gabe Jackson, you know, has done a good job in there at guard. So I think the depth and the quality of the depth on our offensive line is going to be pretty good this year.
I think one of the organizations that grades out every player at Penn is the highest graded offensive lineman. Did you have it the same way, and how do you think he has been playing so far?
Well, I think he's done some good things. I'm not going to get into, you know, exactly where we have everybody rated, but
did you have
I think he's done a good job for us, and I think he continues to get better. I think he brings a little bit of a veteran presence out there at the left tackle. He's got some veteran savvy and understands how to play the game, understands what people are trying to do to him. So I've been pleased with where Donald Penn is at. And like I said before, I mean, I think, where we're at right now in the offensive line is totally different from where we were a year ago in the offensive line, and I mean that in a positive way.
Getting awfully close now with Hayden, is it now you have to make a decision pretty soon whether you're just going to let him go on to PUP to start the season and win it?
Well, that decision comes, I think the deadline's next Tuesday, to make that determination. So we're going to see how the rehab process goes over the next few days and you know, get a better feel for exactly when we think he's going to be available. So that decision, it hadn't been made yet.
Is it almost worth it to rush him back for?
Well, I think that's what you got to look at. I think you got to look at: are you rushing the guy back, or is he going to be ready? You know, and he's not ready right now. Could he be ready in the next few days? That's a potential. If he's not, then obviously the reserve PUP is an option for us.
James Jones got work with the first team last Friday, but technically I guess he's listed as second or a backup on a depth chart. What do you need to see from him for him to solidify himself as a starter?
Well, first of all, like I said, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, the depth chart's written in pencil. That hasn't been totally determined yet. I want to see him go out and compete and make some plays for us. And he'll get some more opportunities this week against Green Bay. Again, he's another one of those veteran players that we brought in that's had success in this league. He's played at a high level, and You know, I want to see him continue to play at that high level. And if he does, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for him to make plays for us.
Do you think that maybe lit a fire under him, though, at least a little bit?
That'd be a question you'd have to ask him. You know, I don't know the answer to that. I've been pleased with what I've seen out of James Jones. You know, he's, like I said, he's made plays for us. And you know, the majority of the time the ball goes in the air to him, he's coming down with it. And that's a good thing as a wide receiver.
Coach, I want to make sure I get it straight. You felt the offensive line.
You didn't think the other answer was a straight answer?
I'm confused.
Okay.
You felt the offensive line played well against Detroit's ones?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I thought I definitely thought there were some good things that I saw at the offensive line. I mean, listen, that's why you play the preseason games. I mean, it wasn't perfect. But I said this the other day, I mean, anytime there's any pressure on the quarterback, you know, the first thing everybody wants to do is look at the offensive line and say it's an offensive line issue, and that's not the case. You know, I thought they played well against Minnesota. I thought they played well against Detroit. There's obviously still some things that we got to get cleaned up, and this will be a great test for them this week going against the Packers front. Packers got a lot of guys that can rush the passer, so it'll be a heck of a test for us.
What about your tight end situation? Will Osbury play? He won't play in this game, will he?
No, he won't play in this game. And, you know, we'll have to see where we're at probably after this game and who's going to be available for us. But I've been pleased with what I've seen out of Bemidji, Brian Leonard. I've been pleased with what I've seen out of him. You know, and so Michael Rivera, I've been pleased with what I've seen out of him. We don't have the depth that we need at that position. I'm still looking for who's going to be that other guy, and that, you know, we'll see how the rest of the preseason plays out.
As it stands now, would Barnes conceivably play a tight end spot in, you know, certain situations?
Yeah, well, we've used him in that role, and a lot of teams that I've been on, you know, have used an offensive tackle in that role. I think that's another one of the things that, you know, when you have depth on the offensive line, that's certainly an option for us.
If you look at what Jadeveon Clowney's done, just in highlights, obviously there's just highlights, and you may not be looking at the result, but he is dominating, blowing past people. Is it unfair to say Khalil Mack is talked about in that same way and he isn't doing that?
No, I don't. I mean, I haven't watched Jadeveon Clowney, so I don't know exactly what he's been doing. I know I saw him in the draft. I thought he was a heck of a player. But I'm pleased with what I've seen out of Khalil Mack. Khalil's going to be an impact player for us this year.
Is he being asked to do more dimensions than he's used to doing? Is that some of this, like the drop back or the read?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's still a rookie. You know, and there's still a lot of things that he has to learn, and every day is a new learning experience for him. But he's continuing to get better, and we're going to increase his role and do some different things with him. And you know, I guess people are worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I think he's going to be a really good player for us.
Immediately, day one.
Yes.
How will you tweak your quarterback rotation in this game? How will you rotate?
Well, Matt's going to go with the ones, you know, and then we'll see where Derek is health-wise and see, you know, if and how much we play Derek Carr in this game, and then Matt McGloin would be after that.
Do you have a snap count for the first team?
No.
When factoring in what to do with DJ, does your overall health at the cornerback spot play into it with Chekwa maybe being uncertain for that first week? You might not want to carry another cornerback that's not ready to go, or is it just based upon?
There's a lot of variables that go into it.
Okay.
You know, primarily, what's DJ's health? Okay. You know, is he 100% ready to go? You know, if he is, then I think, you know, we want him up on the roster. If he's not, then, you know, that becomes a potential. But you know, right now we're kind of getting into the hypotheticals.
Just a technical question: if you do bring him up, is he not eligible to go back on it?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yeah.